Men often have a harder time healing from infidelity, from being cheated on. But it's not why you might expect. Because when men are cheated on, they go looking for answers. They want clarity, direction, something that makes the pain feel less chaotic. And for a lot of men today, the first place they end up is in the red pill content sphere. You don't go there because you're trying to become an ideologue. You don't go there because you're even predisposed to thinking that way necessarily. You go there because you're desperate, hurting, and searching for anything that feels like strength. The infidelity's made you feel weak, you just want to feel strong again. It's made you confused, you want to feel certain again. You feel lost, so you're just looking for answers. And you might feel that the standard advice that you're getting from people feels too soft or just detached from how devastating this really was for you. So you find a community that tells you to man up, treat relationships like power games, and shut your emotions down. And it feels like relief at first. Someone is finally speaking with certainty. You've reframed the whole notion of love as a battle to win, and now you have the tools to win it. But you end up trapped between two worlds. The world where you want to heal, and the world where you feel pressured to pick up an ideology and a belief system instead of genuine support. And for a lot of people, though they do feel better at first, they start to wonder, why do I keep feeling worse as I follow this advice further down the road? Why does my anger grow instead of settle? And so let me speak to someone who might have some of these beliefs, but is also open to a new perspective. You might think right now that the red pill culture that you're consuming after going through the infidelity is just teaching you tough love. It's just a tough love approach to real life advice. Tough love is necessary. Tough love helps you grow. But most red pill ideology just teaches emotional shutdown. That's the opposite of growth. That's the opposite of healing. Real tough love is being forced to face the insecurities inside of you instead of just running from them or burying them. There might be a semi-conscious belief as well that anger equals strength. Anger is a natural phase of healing. I never deny that from anyone. But staying stuck in it is an avoidance strategy. You're avoiding the actual thing that is causing the heartbreak and keeping you stuck. There's also a lot of stoicism, like these red pill bros love to share the quotes from the Stoics. And there's some value in being detached to some extent. But again, it can often block long-term recovery as well. And you might even find some comfort in the dehumanization of women. Because if you can see the person that hurt you as less than you, it takes some of the significance out of it. But dehumanization is what got people into this mess in the first place. The only way that the unfaithful partner can even cheat on someone that they love is by dehumanizing them. And just doing that in return, not just to them, but to half the population, is illogical. It's a very reactive response. It does not come from a place of strength. And admitting that might make you feel vulnerable. That's good. Vulnerability is not a weakness. It's the only way to get back to self-trust and inner strength. What a lot of people think of as strength or stoicism is just compartmentalization. Real healing requires integration, bringing your emotions and logic back together, not splitting yourself into boxes. But ideologies are a trap, but our brains fall for them. Because your brain, after the betrayal, is in a state of panic. It searches for certainty and control. And ideological content provides simple, absolutist answers. It feels comforting for the exact reason it's false, because it reduces all the complexities, all of the nuance. And studies have shown that consuming this type of content, along with a lot of the ways that even like the daily news is presented, activates your fight or flight system. This content is keeping you trapped in the exact same thing that it was originally trying to help you get out of. They're keeping you in their loop, and you just keep coming back to it. They offer you the promise of, I can help you get out of this panic and anxiety, and then they just keep feeding you content that keeps you more anxious. It's like if you paid someone to help you lose weight, and they kept feeding you stuff that made you fat. Once you realize this, you've got to get out of it, because it just turns into this emotional echo chamber. Your pain is validated. It feels good, but it's never resolved. So it just gets channeled into resentment. And there's no true identity building or sense of self or individuation of yourself from the other people in the communities. You're just borrowing a very fake, flaccid identity. Psychology has proven again and again that rigid belief systems are often just coping mechanisms to avoid pain. Attachment theory talks about how emotional shutdown is a defensive strategy, not actual strength. And the research into trauma and how that works shows that the compartmentalization of pain often just leads into depression or explosive anger, not actually healing it. And then on the philosophical side, true Stoicism never taught emotional suppression. The Stoics explored their inner world deeply. They didn't deny it. They taught how to master your emotions, not by controlling them or numbing them, but by experiencing them without judgment. And every major religion agrees with me, as far as I can understand. I mean, Christianity talks about the fruit of the Spirit, kindness, gentleness, patience, love, not as weaknesses, but as evidence that the Spirit of God is actually doing something in your life. It emphasizes, more than pretty much any religion, the importance of forgiveness. I'm not super well-versed in Islam, but from what I can understand, teaches self-control, kindness, justice, are masculine virtues. Buddhism teaches that healing comes from understanding the mind, not externalizing blame. And I've seen it time and time again, especially more and more recently. A man will dive into the red pill advice sphere after his wife's affair. For the first couple of months, he feels powerful, he feels above it all, but then it all collapses. They start shutting down or lashing out, just feeling empty and disconnected. And sometimes that shows up right away in the relationship. Sometimes it shows up in future relationships, where suddenly they're not able to connect in the ways they were before. And again, it eliminates self-trust. If you're putting all your faith into an ideology, how are you going to navigate and understand your life? No one else has your best interest at heart, fully, besides you. So why are you exporting all of your thinking onto someone else? And again, what's so difficult about this is I believe you that there are elements that are good and helpful, especially early on in the healing process. We often get trapped in limiting ways of thinking and feeling and doing because we are using something that was meant to be a crutch as if it was permanent. So as you move forward, ask yourself daily, is this belief helping me heal or helping me avoid? And give your feelings names, anger, grief, fear. Acknowledge them first just by naming them. Even if you don't want to fully feel them right now, at least name them. And try taking a break. Don't just take my word for it, because then you're just falling into another ideology. Experiment. Try taking a break for 1 month from any type of content in that red pill space. And notice how your anxiety levels can change without the constant reinforcement of your anger. And create a values list. Identify what kind of man you want to be, separate from any other narrative someone's pushing on you. And reconnect with your body in healthy ways. I think one of the helpful things about red pill content is it does help a lot of men like get into the gym, connect into their body. That's just one way to do it. Breath work, running, stretching even. The amount of emotion that can get trapped in your feet or your hips or in the tightness of your chest and needing to open up your chest, your heart, is real. I very rarely give my clients direct advice. There are some men where I've wanted to tell them, just go do yoga for a week and I guarantee you'll feel a lot better. And find non-ideological support. For the best you can, find someone who will just listen and help you navigate how you actually feel. And my heart goes out to men out there. There are not a lot of good voices speaking clearly about how to navigate the pain in life. Because the pain was very real. And you've been discouraged your whole life from finding healthy ways to process emotions. But I promise you, you do not have to become cold to be strong. You can be deeply wounded and rebuild yourself with integrity and your values. And you are allowed to change. You're allowed to grow and outgrow ideologies and communities that once were helpful but now aren't. You have everything that you need to rebuild a stronger, more grounded, more authentic version of yourself. A version that defines his own masculinity and heals on his own terms.